I am joined on the phone by Nick Moltz from Ghost Tapes. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, Gavin, I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm so glad to talk to you. I have become a huge fan of your band. First learned about you guys from your NPR Tiny Desk submission. As an NPR station, we get to see a list of all of the Colorado artists that submitted. And I got to say, I think you guys are top five best NPR Tiny Desk submissions out of all of Colorado. So congratulations
on
that. We're also here today to promote Arise Festival. And at the end of this interview, when you hear the Ghost Tape song start, you can call in at 970-963-2976 to win a pair of tickets to go to Arise Festival in August in Loveland. We'll talk more about that. But one of the things I love about Arise is that it's not only big name jam bands, big name electronic artists, but it's also a chance to learn more about up and coming hot new talent in Colorado. So Nick, tell us, since you got to our state a couple of years ago, you guys put out this fabulous self-titled record. How did Ghost Tapes get started?
Sure. Ghost Tapes got started. Will, the drummer, and I started the band. We had moved out here from Kansas with like a 10-piece ska band, and we had taken on a lot of leadership role with that. And it was a lot of fun. You know, we had a whole full horn section and everything. But it just got to be a lot to manage. So we dissolved that, wanted to do like a smaller band with a completely different feel. We wanted to do kind of like the soul and R&B kind of jazzy sound. So we put together like how we kind of envisioned it sounding, and then put the members together after the fact. You know, we found Evan, our keyboard player. He was playing in some other ska bands, and he was actually playing with our bass player, Zeke. They were both in a band called Contraband together. And then we found our singer, Ishka. She was at an open jam, I think. Will was actually the one that met her, and he asked her if she had ever heard of Hiatus Coyote.
Yeah.
Like this Australian, like, progressive soul band. I'm sure you've heard of them. And she just started singing one of their songs. So he was like, okay,
you want
to come, like, rehearse with our band? And she was like, yeah, absolutely. She shows up. She's got, like, these 50s-style glasses on, like, two different colors of hair, and just, like, throws down a stack of notebooks with all these lyrics and was like, all right, let's get started. Like, we had given her a little demo of our recording. She was like, all right, go ahead and play the songs. And I was like, okay, well, this is our girl. Like, this is, you know, this is the band. And that was about probably like 4 or 5 years ago. And then we've just been developing the sound ever since.
Well, great record. Came out in 2017. Quite a few good songs. And listeners today get to hear two of those on Double Take on KD&K. And then you guys named Best Soul Band in Westward 2018. Reader's Poll, and in 303 Magazine, named Best R&B Band in 2018. Those are some big accolades in, you know, some pretty legitimate music publications. It's, you know, really the top of the heap for Colorado. So congratulations on that. It also seems like you guys are not shying away from some messages in themes in your music. Talk a little bit about that. Is that also part of how the band started, or is that something that's kind of emerged with Ishka and with the band as it's formed?
You know, we really let Ishka do her thing with the lyrics. I would give credit pretty much entirely to her with that, in respect to that. She does, you know, like, Should the Need Arise is about nuclear war, and yeah, it does get, it can get, like, kind of political at times, but it's also very, there's a very, like, strong kind of, like, introspective message, I would say, to the music.
Absolutely.
Or to the words, I would say. She's also written some of the music to the songs, but a lot of the music is either written by, like, myself or Will, and like charted out and then just brought to the band, and everybody kind of puts in their 2 cents or their piece, you know, kind of the writing process.
So you've got a new album coming soon, recorded with producer and engineer Vego Galindo.
He mixed our first record through a series of events and like mutual friends. That's how we got hooked up with him. That first record, like, though we're very proud of it, it was, we didn't have a lot of money at the time, so we recorded it in my basement.
Nice.
And I did all the engineering myself, and he mixed it and did just, like, such an incredible job. We were just, like, so blown away with his artistry when it came to mixing. So he was just like, hey, you know, love the music. If you guys ever want to get together and like go through, you know, actual studio, I would love to do some production work with you. And we were like, oh yeah, absolutely. That would be a dream come true. And so we just kept in contact with them and flew them out. And we all stayed in an Airbnb in Fort Collins. And, you know, it was just really nice to get out of Denver and not deal with the same things that you deal with on a day-to-day basis and just be with each other, just working on music, you know.
And he's worked on some major motion pictures and sound design, sound mixing. So was going into the studio with him kind of a one-up for the band? I mean, did you guys feel like, okay, we got to bring the A-game now?
It was, yeah, man, it was huge. It was really huge. You know, we work hard enough anyway that I would like to think we're always bringing our A-game.
Right.
I would hope. But to have that set of ears and that perspective was huge for us. And I would say one of the big things is just like he knows what to take away. Whereas as a musician, you know, you write all these parts, you become attached to these parts, and they like you kind of force yourself into putting them into the song, right? Whereas with Vago in the room, he's like, okay, like we're, and also with him engineering it, he's like, okay, like play your songs. You know, there was no pressure. There was no, like, it was just like we go in, we played our songs, and then you'd be like, okay, here's what I'm taking away, you know?
Talking to Nick from Ghost Tapes, new record coming hopefully later this year. And you guys are going to be in Western Colorado in the fall. We want to get you booked at, you know, Belly Up Aspen or Steve's Guitars, however Katie and Kay can help. Stay in touch. But meanwhile, You guys are playing really one of the coolest festivals in the state, Arise Festival. Talk about being part of this, you know, loaded with yoga, activism, educational opportunities, you know, big time speakers, in addition to music. Is that an event that you're looking forward to, having that bigger platform?
Oh man, of course. The Arise team has been like such a joy to work with. Very supportive of Colorado X, especially. Like they're just really awesome. And like they've even come out to some of our shows in Boulder, which was really cool. And it's just such a great venue, man. A lot of love. Yeah, it's a great place. We can't wait for it, man.
Well, so I read in an interview that you, one of the things that informed Ghost Tape's sound is your own love of the music of Destiny's Child. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like, just that 90s kind of soul R&B sound, Destiny's Child, TLC. I guess it's up to the listener. We have a lot of different influences, so,
right. Like,
when it gets in the mix, I feel like sometimes it gets a little bit lost, but it really does kind of inform the backbone of like how we conceive the band. So yeah, like Destiny's Child. I mean, I still listen to Destiny's Child.
All right. Well, so here's what we're going to do for the ticket giveaway. You heard it from Nick at Ghost Tapes. If you want to win a pair of tickets to go to Arise Festival, these are passes for the Sunday of Arise. All you have to do is call now, 963-2976, and name a member of Destiny's Child besides Beyonce. And you'll be hanging out with Ghost Tapes at Arise this year. Nick, thank you so much for calling into Katie and Kay, and please get me some of these new recordings as soon as possible, sir.
I'll get them to you ASAP. Much love to you, Gavin. Thank you so much, man.
Peace.